don't know what the official title of this show is. I mean, we've done two commentaries so far. We've done Transformers, the movie, animated movie from 87 or 86. And a couple weeks back, we did G.I. Joe from G.I. Joe, the Real American Hero, the movie, and Chuckles and Nemesis Enforcer and all that fun stuff. That was a couple weeks back, celebrating all military all the time. What's that, Ronnie?
I screwed the pooch on that one. I tried to half butt my way through that with going to YouTube and God.
Oh, dude! But that we had a good time. So tonight, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is how the show rolls. Okay, I don't care about inside baseball. I don't care about peeling back the curtain or whatever. You know, Jesse Starcher sits at his house. He cleans his house. He listens to podcasts. And he's like, "What the hell am I doing tonight? Nothing." Well, you know what I ought to do. I ought to do a commentary. It'd be hard to rope people in at the last minute for something really long. So why don't you shoot for something that's kind of short, maybe a nice short little film. So what I did was, shortly thereafter, I came up with this idea. I reached out to the Screaming Boy Podcast's own Ronnie Adams. Ronnie Adams, how you doing this evening?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
Oh man, are you ready to talk about tonight's subject?
I am.
He's a subject talker.
The thing about it is you message me and you're like, "Hey, what are you doing tonight?" And I was like, "Oh, Jesse, that's really nice. You think I have a life?" I'm like, "What time are we recording?" You know.
So. Yeah. Ronnie knows if I'm asking what the plans are. I've got plans. I'm gonna throw his way. So Ronnie Adams is down to discuss a commentary tonight. And then I thought to myself, we need to bring somebody on here that's never been on the network. I know he's watched quite a few. He's chatted us up on YouTube quite a few times. Mm-hmm. So what I did was I thought to myself, Remington Hitchcock from the Dueling Ogres podcast would be prime time. Give me a descriptor.
You're killing me, Smalls. You are straight killing me.
Remington, how you doing tonight? Thank you for joining us, buddy. How's it going?
I am finer than a frog hair split four ways.
Oh man, I have been wanting to use that one forever on my podcast.
I am not a grandfather, so I forgot that it existed.
Well, you see, Ronnie, when I was your age, I had to walk uphill both ways.
Both ways. My uncle would always say, I'd be like, "Uncle Don, how you doing?" "Well, if I was any better, I'd piss myself." What?
All right.
That's a good one. Yeah. I'm going to have to remember that for work. Yeah.
Definitely use that one. Yeah. The customers. How you doing this evening? I'm doing good. How about you? I almost pissed myself today. Yeah. I must be doing pretty good. All right. So I decided we need to do a short film. And the first one that popped into my head was one that was released, I think, in 2000 and I want to say 2015.
That is correct.
Okay, 2015. So we're talking 2 years ago, and it was released completely free on YouTube. And it is a film titled Kung Fury. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. If you have the opportunity, we're doing an audio commentary right now. So if you're just going to listen to us goof off, great. But please, by all means, this is a film that is free on YouTube. And you can go there, find it, and it is you can watch every glorious little bit of it and hear us talk about it as we go.
Currently streaming on Netflix, too.
That's right. It is on Netflix. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Let me look. I'm on the YouTube right now. YouTube has it set at 28 million plus views.
That's right.
Wow.
And the channel that you can go to is Laser Unicorns.
That's right.
Which is the greatest name ever.
It is absolutely. But this thing dropped a couple years back. And to give you my bit of background, well, I don't know if I just happened upon this through Facebook like, you know, everybody else in the world does anymore. But I remember powering it up and, you know, pushing the play button and was absolutely just transported back in time into an age filled with 80s That's what it oozes. It oozes the 80s. It oozes the 80s. And as soon as I was done watching it, I immediately was like, you guys have got, I was tweeting Teasley. I was telling Ronnie Adams about it. Anybody I could tell on Facebook, you guys, it's half hour for Pete's sake, you know, just give it a shot. You're going to laugh. You're going to have a good time watching this film. I looked a little bit about the background of the film, learned that this was a crowdsourced project.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was one of the first, like, it got a lot of publicity just because of the sheer ridiculousness of it. So to that end, I mean, it sailed ahead when it comes to being something that was really well received by the crowdfunding community.
Yeah, I think originally there was a trailer. The article I read today said he was trying to shoot for $200,000.
Right. Yep.
He was wanting $200,000. And I don't know if this was a Kickstarter or how they got it. You know, I don't know what platform they went through. But he was saying that he felt, this is David Sandberg's his name, ladies and gentlemen. This is the guy who wrote, directed, starred in this film. He thought that $200,000 was pretty optimistic in his opinion.
Right. And
he made $200,000 within 24 hours. Based off of this trailer that he had made, apparently. And then when it was all said and done, he had 600 grand he could put toward this, which is amazing. It's amazing. Well, let's start with Remington here. Remington, do you remember the first time? Was it right after it came out that you had the opportunity to watch Kung Fury?
Yeah, it was shortly thereafter. I was trying to follow it as best as I could. I'm really bad about following things.
Sure.
So, like, The Tick will be coming out on Amazon here real soon. I think it's August 19th is when they release the next episode of The Tick, the new live-action Tick. And I almost forgot about it. So I'm really bad about it. That's my little illustrator story. When I did find out that it was out, though, I mean, I immediately went over to watch it.
Awesome. And you say it's tough to follow things. I mean, in this day and age, no one can blame you. I mean, dude, you know, you see one thing, and then by the next day, there's five other things that are going to catch your interest that are going to plug up your feed. You know, it's Ronnie Adams. How about you, dude? You said you think you heard it from me. I mean, are you certain?
I heard it. I know I heard it from you. You and Stephen Marsh.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because good Stephen, man, he cosplayed as Kung Fury.
That's right.
At River City Comic Con.
Nice.
And that blew me away because dude looked just like
he did.
Yeah.
He absolutely did. He had the shades, he had the red shirt, the jacket. I talked to him today. I was like, he's the first guy I contacted. I said, listen, Steven, if you're not working tonight, man, you got to be on here. Unfortunately, he had to work this evening, but I said, you are absolutely getting a mention. That's definite because number one, the cosplay the guy did was amazing. Number two, you know, hey, he was just the biggest fan as I was. I remember he was the one that sent me the link for the panel, like Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con, I think happened a couple months after that. I think this was released in May. So a couple months after that, the Comic-Con hit and they, of course, had a panel and everybody came out. I'm pretty certain in costume, which just would have been fun to see. But yeah, that's if you guys are that much interested in the film, you could probably find the panel discussing all the ins and outs behind the film as well. So I'm sure made me a fan instantly. I was like, man, I want to see what's next from these guys.
Yeah, and they actually, if you go to the Laser Unicorns channel, it's the Kung Fury Comic-Con panel 2015 is on there.
Okay, cool. Very
nice.
Cool.
As well as the David Hasselhoff True Survivor video.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is just an amazing video.
Well, I'll save it if I can get it in there. I'll save it for the actual movie. But there's the video that they released for that song starts out almost exactly like this movie does with one little difference. And that's in the car, in the cop car, sits David Hasselhoff. And he gets kick flipped into the air, but he jumps out of it, proceeds to he stands on the car as the car is flipping and he just starts shooting those punks. Anyway, wonderful stuff.
Because he's the Hoff.
He is the Hoff. He is the Hoff.
That's right.
All right. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're queued up, we're going to get this started. What you want to do is you want to go to YouTube. You may even be able to go to Netflix, follow along, but we are right at the double zero. We're right at the beginning of this movie. and where it's just a fuzzy screen. It looks like you just popped it into the VCR, VHS, VCR, your Betamax. You're ready. You're ready to go. So here's what we'll do. I'm going to go I'm going to go 3, 2, 1, play. When I say play, hit your play button. All right.
Oh, wait, I already did.
Oh, nice.
It wasn't me this time.
I don't believe it. All right, everybody ready?
Sorry, yep.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, play. All right, Laser Unicorns coming up there. So, all right, as we scale the city of Miami. Now, you know, Miami's going some hard times here when there's explosions happen every like quarter mile. Oh, there's.
I mean,
right about there. That's where.
Boom. Yeah.
Yeah, for out. Sure.
Oh, that's catchy tune.
Jeez.
That's a Josh Calandra's pun right there. He'd love that one. Catchy tune. What was he going to say, Ronnie? Did you have concerns about Miami, 1985?
Oh, I just have concerns about Miami, period. You know, if a video game said that to me, I don't know if I'd give it quarters anymore.
Well, and if a video game
did this.
Yeah, like
I know I wouldn't give it quarters anymore.
So what I really want to know is this actually happening in 1985? Because
the stroller,
the time machine or something.
The stroller was on fire. The baby was in it. Yeah, I mean, you got to – Whoa. 1985. I remember this happened down there in Parkersburg one time, right down there at the mall. It was crazy.
That vending machine has excellent aim. I guess it should be. It has a. It's a machine.
It is a machine. Oh, and here is. I believe. I could be wrong, but I believe that is his actual girlfriend in real life.
Oh
I
yeah.
I think. If she comes back, tell me if she's the warrior. That's dressed up. If I can't remember if specifically is, but I know that the warrior that shows
My
up later,
job.
The warrior that shows up later in the show was his girlfriend at the time. Anyway,
I gotcha.
I remember.
Oh no! Don't do it! Don't do it!
You know, he shot the car to wake it up. Did you notice that he shot the car?
He did.
And it opened the door.
Yeah. It's like, oh, shit. Sorry, guy. Here, let me just open this for you.
Oh, this is the greatest.
I don't have the budget for this, so I'm just going to throw some tracking shots in here.
Boom.
I mean, this guy needs to do like all of the anime movies forever.
Yeah.
Damn good at my job. All right. So now I've watched this movie probably close to 30 times.
Maybe. Really.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I got kids, and the kids love this movie.
I gotcha.
But I have an issue right here. We're about to see our first, well, good guy death, anyway, I would assume.
The tongue.
Now, yeah, his tongue. How did his tongue survive? Everything else got split in half. But the sword comes down and doesn't cut his tongue in half.
I somehow knew that was going to be your issue.
Well,
yeah.
So, floating heads.
By a cobra.
Are you a big 80s movies fan there, Remington?
Oh, yeah. I love me some 80s movies for sure.
Did you see the recent news about Cobra Kai and...
Yes.
Yeah. I did indeed.
Yeah. Well,
the Karate Kid.
Yeah.
I don't know what to think about that.
I'm kind of worried myself.
I mean, Ralph Macchio hasn't changed a whole lot, so.
Yeah, he's 75, so.
Yeah.
No, he is only. Not 75 years
he's
old.
He's only 75 years young.
He's pushing 50.
Okay.
Or no, pushing 60.
He's messing with me, man. No.
He's in his mid-50s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Oof.
Into the split.
And oh, the one piece of cloth that made it. He's like, all right, well, yeah. Puts on the headband.
Oh, that's funny.
So Ralph Macchio is 55 years old.
55.
Wow.
Yeah. The Karate Kid is 55 years old.
Oh, this music. This soundtrack, I will tout it to the end of days.
Oh, yeah. Give me synth or give me death.
David Sandberg. And here is my favorite character coming up here. There he is. Triceratops as Triceratops. DeLorean in the background. I mean, every 80s like thing you could imagine happened in that.
Also, Triceratops as Triceratops.
Right.
You get this movie guy voice down, man.
Oh, man, the old boom boxes. 24 watts. Now,
do you think that that's kind of a nod to 24 gigawatts?
I don't know. I would imagine with the amount of time travel. This the cops look like all the same guy, by the way. Almost every.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and this captain. Didn't you tell me to block it out? I don't know if that's a joke or if that was like, it had to have been. It's the most horrible 80s joke ever. Destroy the block. Didn't you tell me to block it out? I think my sons or somebody turned on the closed captioning here, so I'm doing pretty good now.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
Oh, very nice meeting you, Kung Fu A.
Oh, hey. My closed captioning is in Russian or something. What the heck?
Duh, comrade.
Yeah, I know. No, it's in Belarusian.
Belarusian?
Yeah.
Is that
English?
That's a nationality?
Belarus.
I don't know, but all it says now is 80s synth pop music.
Yeah. You'll see that a lot throughout the movie.
It makes me incredibly happy. That phone.
This is the most outrageous thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, again, I mean, who would have thought? I mean, like, we need a villain for our movie. Oh, through the phone. Oh,
he's shooting the cops through the phone. Oh, my gosh. I'd like to know how many bullets are in the clip. And then he comes through and shoots the phone. Oh, dude.
Well, there's nothing to be said about this.
Yeah.
Slow turn.
Hackerman.
Hackerman.
Oh, my gosh. This is...
down to the basement where all the hackers live.
He's got his name on the door. Hackerman. It's not like John Fredericks. It's just Hackerman. That's what his parents named him.
Hackerman.
Nobody will be the wiser.
Oh, by the way, I did not realize this, but the actor that played the actor that plays Hitler here is one of the band members from The Lonely Island.
Yeah, it's
Jorma Taccone.
I did not know that.
Yep,
Jorma. That's why, you know, is it David Sandberg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, one of the members, it's Jorma. It's I can't remember the other guy's name in Lonely Island, but.
I know where you're going. I think I know where you're going.
And then, so that made me think, is he related to Andy Samberg?
Adam.
And Andy.
Andy.
Sandberg. Yeah.
And no, it's Andy Samberg, S-A-M.
And this is Sandberg. Okay.
And this is sand, like I've got sand in my pants.
All the Bergs are related, though. You guys don't understand.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm gonna go back in time.
That's how that works, right?
Oh yeah, exactly. If your name, if your last name ends with a G, you're related.
Wait, right. here comes deep thought from Hacker Man. Wait a minute.
By the way, greatest line ever in movie history is about to happen.
Mainframe cell direct, hack the, hack you back in time.
Well then, it's hacking time. Because in fact, he is going to be hacking time.
With a Nintendo Power Glove. Oh, gosh. This is just... It's beautiful.
I mean, it really honestly is.
I mean, what kind of twisted mind can come up with this stuff?
He secures your keyboard and he starts... It stands on it. And it's I have four, at least four videos of my sons pretending to be Kung Fury going back through time, standing on a keyboard, waving back and forth with their fists in the air.
I mean, you're about to hack time. Are you sure?
The computer's like, are you sure you want to do this?
You're darn right.
And of course you point the Power Glove at the screen. That's how you do it.
It's just beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Well, Hacker Man's all by himself now. And
I wonder what Hacker Man's doing while he... Oh, never mind. I guess he's still just kind of...
Monitoring, apparently.
Yeah.
And
how many years have been hacked? Oh, no.
I'm glad that the computer screen represents exactly what Kung Fury sees.
What the heck?
It's like there's a big bunch of pink bars on the ground there. Big pink grid. Oh, okay. Well, that's exactly what we're going to represent here in 1985. Technology. He is Hacker Man, though. I should not doubt his skills.
Yeah, it's true.
All right. Now, I've made no bones about it. I'm a fan of time travel in just about any genre. So I'm extremely excited to see that they included time travel in this movie when I first watched it. I couldn't wait to see what was going to happen next. Things have gotten...
it's not exactly historically accurate.
Things have gotten so out of hand, I wondered what was going to happen next. And then we get this, where, okay, there's no way they could take it to, like, the nth level and get any crazier, right?
No, oh, yeah, there's no way Hitler shoots people through a phone.
Oh, no. Dinosaur. Oh, man, he went back in time pretty... Oh, jeez!
Laser Raptor.
It's normal. It's normal. He knows exactly what it is.
Yeah. They teach that in Miami 1985 history books, of course.
It's a Laser Raptor.
And the abnormally large wolf. But yes, this right here, it was his girlfriend at the time. I have no idea. I never kept up on the relationship, so.
Right. Well,
I do know that she.
Yeah.
I remember one of the stories that she told was that she was crying during the music video because she couldn't believe that she was taking part in a video with David Hasselhoff. Oh, now this is Sweden, I think. And, yeah. And the Hoff carries some weight overseas.
Oh, the Hoff is in Sweden.
Yeah.
The Hoff is big in Germany and you know, all these other places.
So. Norway and yeah.
So I guess apparently she got pretty emotional.
I would do.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine standing in the room next to the Hoff
no
in a 1980s vehicle?
Oh, dude.
Forget about it.
What I mean, just one more time. How? I mean, what are you doing? When you sit around and you go, okay, we're going to write a movie. We need a villain. Why not Hitler?
Why not? Well, yeah, I'll tell you, the article I read today said Kung Fury is the ultimate good guy, so they need to put him up against the ultimate bad guy,
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
First person they thought of was Hitler.
And so, Thor. Why does Thor show up? This guy is abnormally ripped for an old man.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you right now, there have been so many quotes that I've taken from this movie, but no more have I ever used with my son other than, thanks, bro. Because it's going to happen.
Check out thanks, my pecs.
Yeah. There, bro.
He hits his helmet with his hammer.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to do that.
Who has time for editing and reshoots?
He's a very busy god.
Yes. Hammer time. Stop hammer time. We're going to go there. Hey, what's it say, dramatic 80s pop synth music?
Nazi Germany.
Everything looks so overdubbed. I don't know if
they
did that on purpose.
I'm sure they
did. Because they had to get that weird VHS feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you had to, it had to be just off sync enough.
And this...
Why would they call him...
There you go. Cellular telephones, not only can you make a phone call anywhere, you can make a phone call anytime.
That's apparently. Right.
So 10-number memory speed dialing, electronic Ronnie, security lock.
Ronnie, I'm coming to your shop tomorrow. I hope you have one of those.
I have nothing that cool.
I know, right? I want to know where he got that prop. That hero prop is awesome.
Right?
Oh,
my goodness. I would pay good money to have a phone like that and use it.
Listen, this is the greatest scene ever.
Oh. So we get introductions to Mean German 1 and I guess not so Mean German 2.
This is Aryan mustache. He was like abused with a hooker dog.
Do you run around like what? Was this a common thing that happened in Nazi Germany? You bagged on somebody's mustache?
I mean, what else did they do?
Well, you sit around, you guard the tank, and then you give Hans here a hard time about his pube dog mustache.
That's right.
He's going to cry.
Oh, you feel so bad for
him. I know.
He's just relentless.
Boom!
It's all the tank.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Oh, so bad. So bad.
Greatest kung fu master of all the kung fuhrer.
All of these soldiers are one guy. Now that is legitimate.
Yeah, they have to be.
He actually said, yes, this is all one guy copied and pasted, doing all sorts of different... The one guy in the middle there, he loves it. Oh, jeez.
I'm down with it, Hitler. I'm down with it.
There goes the tank. Disarming you.
Gosh.
And like... he's using the arm as a helicopter. They're just running around. This is amazing.
Oh, this is one of the greatest fight scenes ever.
Oh yeah, absolutely. The tracking.
Did he do this? Yes. He is this good at martial arts.
Well, I mean, choreography is probably a different style or a different word I would probably use. I would assume probably not a martial arts master or whatever.
This is very reminiscent of Okada.
Yeah,
okay. But you do it over and over and over.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But still,
the flips,
I mean,
and the kicks, and I mean, this is incredible. This is really good. I mean, that's ludicrous. But I mean, the kip up the
shit! He back kicked his head off. Right to the leg, boom, down.
Oh!
Like, where are these guys jumping from? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. Well, I love how in the back everybody's like, "Oh, what's going on? Where watching for more like tanks, making
like they don't know where he is."
And then the skateboard Nazi.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Kickflip.
he disassembles the guy.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, arm ninchaku.
Oh, dude.
Right. I mean, like, oh. It's just a stick he put through his head.
You don't need that spine.
I'm holding it. You don't need that. It's holding you. Your back. Well, I don't know.
Oh, I love holding it. You back.
And the Nazi that falls off the wing and leaves a
Nazi
swastika. Swastika, yeah.
Our hero. Soft, sad music.
Soft, sad music. One bullet out of all of those fired.
Right.
Only one found its target.
Let's be a little bit direct there.
Yeah. I mean, to be this one guy dressed in a Nazi uniform, it's the worst.
Just making Hitler as ridiculous as possible.
Oh,
yeah. They looked at the history books and they said, like, we need a bad guy, so it's Hitler, you know, the ultimate bad guy. Wasn't he dead? Doesn't matter. You know, but didn't he shoot himself? Doesn't matter. He didn't. In our timeline, he did.
No, yeah.
He's still alive, and he's a time traveler.
You were talking
Kung Fu.
You were talking Kung Fury World, sir.
Yeah.
Things are different, you know. You got dinosaurs showing up here, and then you got somehow
a dinosaur cop.
Dinosaur cop.
And Triceracop.
Hacker Man turns into a transformer.
That's wonderful. Oh, Triceracop shooting everybody in the nuts has to be the most wonderful thing ever.
He doesn't even aim for the head and
he's just
Yep, Thor.
Yep, Thor's taking care of business. Like, exploding Nazis.
Oh. Oh my gosh. This is just
de-digitizing them or re-digitizing them.
Shoot them in the ball. What is this funny? This is so absurd.
I love this guy.
Shoulder. Boom.
Oh, there comes the dinosaur.
Yeah. Very reminiscent T-Rex. Of Rick Moranis and Spaceballs.
Yeah, very. Oh my gosh, a minigun and an Uzi.
I mean, take people out.
One, oh, fall down, and then he lays straight.
I love that he's British too. Show me your hands.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean, it's like
you done effed up now, Triceracop.
He's just now running out of rounds in his magazine.
Right.
It
only holds 13 rounds, but it's cool.
It's cool. I mean, he shot 400. Oh, Kung Fury.
Oh, so, okay. Here's our, what is this, our homage? Or what do we call this? Our tribute to 80s anime?
Any 80s cartoon ever.
Yeah, I mean, there's freaking helicopter mask. Blade. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's Mask and
Mobile Armored Strike Command.
I feel that the snakes, the upcoming snakes, are a tribute to G.I. Joe in some way.
He's huge. Yeah, okay.
Thundercats.
My name is Cobra. Spirit animal. We got entirely too quiet in this part. Like, we're like sitting here going, oh, this is important. We got to watch this. This is key to the storyline.
We're really into the Cobra guy.
Yeah, no, it's totally real.
Totally real.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So you, it's like trying to make sense of, you know, it's just absolute chaos. You can't. You're like, oh yeah, well he's in heaven. No, wait a second. He got bit by the cobra, and that's why this is happening. And thank goodness, well, Hacker Man comes.
I love how the cobra is just like, nah, I'm not having this.
Yeah, we're out.
He
packed away all of your bullet wounds.
That's a good friend.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I would have to say that I've also used, but that's cool as well. Because I hate to say that I've quoted Hitler, but that's cool. See, we got to pay attention to Hitler here.
Yeah.
Right, right.
The stare down. That's cool.
That's cool.
The Kung Fuhrer. This guy is called the Kung Fuhrer. Seriously.
Hitler groans or grunts in exertion. Oh.
I think my favorite thing on subtitles, my kids will be watching stuff on like Netflix. I can't hear it, but I see the subtitle flatulence.
Yeah. This is an uppercut nut shot.
That's
yeah.
When you get hit in the nuts so hard that you go flying, you know, about 400 feet in the air, that's a hard nut shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's hard.
Oh, my.
Triceracop. And did you see just a second ago, they had a little flicker of the VHS up there at the top. Mm-hmm. That little bit. Oh, yeah. That little bit. I mean,
teamwork is very important.
Very important.
Oh, my gosh.
It has been.
It's been a while since I've watched this.
We only have 5 minutes left. This is flowing.
I know.
This is just an amazing, amazing video. I really, they have said, oh, and here comes the Hoff. Dama knows.
2 days earlier in the future.
We're still in the movie. I forgot. The Hoff shows up later, obviously.
What was just on the screen is how I feel about time travel movies and cartoons.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
2 days earlier in the future. Okay, I'll go with it.
Now this is a reference to a movie I've never seen, by the way. I've never seen 2001: A Space Odyssey.
Well, right? Hoth 9000?
With HAL 9000, isn't that I've never seen that movie.
I mean, you have to get yourself mentally prepared for that shit.
That's Kubrick,
yeah, you
right?
really do. Oh yeah.
Yes, it is. It's Kubrick. It's all kinds of Kubrick.
Yeah. That's all you can describe it as is. Oh, it's Kubrick. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we are almost back to where we began. However, a little something different's going on here. I think that's why I really like the movie, because, you know, it left it kind of, it leaves it like this, where Hitler's still out there. Wait a second. Who puts swastikas on video games? What the hell?
Obviously,
it's like buried underneath the, like it was repurposed at one point. This was a Nazi arcade game, but now we've learned the error of our ways.
And undercover Nazi.
Oh, arcade game. There you point. Go. Oh my goodness! There's the Hoff with some 80s synth pop music for the 20th time.
True survivor,
guys. We have watched Kung Fury. We have finished it.
I forgot we were watching this on
with Netflix. Burning Hearts and a Brand New Feeling.
That's right.
I forgot we were watching this on Netflix and it popped up Web Shop. And I was like, I don't remember that.
Yes, this soundtrack, I found it on Spotify. I've probably played the soundtrack at least 20 to 30 times. What you're hearing right here exemplifies what most of the soundtrack sounds like. So if you, as long as it's, you know, there's very, I don't think there's any lyrics at all to the rest of the songs other than this one. It's all synthesizer, well, but it's good.
I dig stuff like that. One of the more current ones was, I really, really got into the soundtrack, as weird as it was, of It Follows, horror movie It Follows. Yeah, because it was all like 80s synth, and it gave it that 80s horror movie feel.
Yeah,
so, right. Yeah, I really dug that. And there was another one that was just out like that, and I can't remember for the life of me what it was, and I was listening to it forever, man. And it was just because I used to do like little stupid short films and skits and stuff like that, and I worked in filmography.
Wait! No dinosaurs were extinct in the making of this movie. Just to let you know. All right, continue.
Laser unicorns. Greatest name for a production company ever.
Yeah.
I like picking music out to scenes and stuff like that. And the people who write this are brilliant, in my opinion, you know, because it's music that can give it that feel,
nostalgia feeling that you have and takes you back to that time and place and when you enjoyed music similar to that.
Right. Right. And the 80s, in my opinion, were the pinnacle of horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just they haven't come out with anything that can match anything from the 80s, in my opinion. And so that's why I liked It Follows so much, because it had that 80s synth. And that's why I like this. When you said it was on Spotify, I immediately went in and I was like, I got to find the Kung Fury soundtrack. And it was so good because it's that 80s synth action movie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So the guys who did this are just absolutely freaking brilliant. I mean, I like absurdity. And this is absolutely, absolutely absurd, you know?
Oh, yeah, and, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh. So.
Well, rumor is, or at least the article that I was reading from, you know, and I think it honestly was a couple years back, shortly after this dropped, they are planning on, at some point, coming out with a full feature-length film.
Oh, I checked IMDb. It's on IMDb right now.
Oh, really?
That they're working on it. So
the Kung Fury 2. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. It's going to involve the characters. I don't know if it's going to be a direct continuation of, I mean, Hitler's still out there and his Golden Eagle and, you know, all that junk. But still, this to me was the perfect size of a. I don't know. If you put something like this in a 2-hour format, I don't think it could be a 2-hour movie. I honestly don't. No. I don't know how you could do that. But an hour and a half might be stretching it even. Half hour was just perfect. I don't know why. It was just enough cheese, just enough to keep me satisfied and make me go, oh, man, this is it's a perfect film, in my opinion, when it comes to getting the feel that it was intended for, giving you some absurd laughs. You know, still paying tribute to everything that we loved in the 1980s when it come to action flicks. You know, the Kung Fu and ninja movies that we all loved. The music, of course, that we just talked about. And the over-the-top action. I mean, a dude gets kicked into a freaking tanker, all right? And it explodes. There's no reason it should explode. There's no – it makes no sense. But I because it exploded.
I don't even know what I'm wearing anymore. Because that movie just blew my socks off.
Oh, boom.
Yes.
Boom.
That was way cooler than anything I've said.
It was crowdfunded through Kickstarter.
Okay.
In the beginning of 2014. And then it was released May 28th of 2015. As kind of a recap from earlier.
Very cool. Man, I do hope to see something more from these guys in the future. I don't know if they've done anything since then. I mean, this guy just kind of, from what I understand, he worked on a few films, and he was like, no, I want to do my own thing. And then he like moved in back in with his mom and started focusing on this. He's like, I wanted to do this. And he did it. I hope to see more from him. I don't know if they've done anything. It's been 2 years, but you know how the creative juices flow. You want to get something right, you take your time and you focus on it. So,
It says the Kung Fury 2, the movie. It on IMDb, it has a space. It says the story will focus on Kung Fury's universe with no real connection to the short movie other than the lead character.
Okay. So it's going to be...
Which is brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this captured my imagination, but I in no way said, oh, I got to know what's going to happen. I love the fact that they left it open-ended and there's, you know, you let your mind go where it wants to. I really don't need a resolution to Hitler. I would like to see him make a, you know, make a cameo or something like that, but I'm not.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'm not married to Kung Fury or Harder or whatever it's going to be. I'm not married to that idea.
It would be interesting to see if they were to take the route that Brandon and I talked about in our show, where it's kind of like an anime where just the next boss comes in and kills the previous boss.
Oh yeah.
That
would be sweet.
That we had such a hard struggle with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward. I look forward to see what else they got left or what else is coming out. So, that's our coverage, ladies and gentlemen. I knew it was going to be a short. I knew it was going to be a short show. But I mean, unless you guys have anything else you'd like to add about the movie, I guess we'll just get into plugs and call it a night.
Just the fact that this was just what the doctor ordered, because like I said, I like absurd. I do. You know, there's a time and place for absurdity in film and everything else. I just got done watching Wet Hot American Summer 10 years later, which is new on Netflix. I really should have gone back and watched Wet Hot American Summer, the movie, before watching this. And then I really should have watched Wet Hot American Summer First Day of Camp before watching.
You jumped into the third like act of this show, huh?
I did that once before with a video game. I just played Mass Effect 3 and I loved it so much. Yeah, I loved it so much that I went back and bought the first two. And I tried to play Mass Effect and I was like,
after you get to 3.
Yeah.
I things are a bit different.
Yeah.
But Mass Effect 2 was more like 3, so I really enjoyed that.
Well, it's I came into watching Game of Thrones like 2 seasons late, so.
Right.
Did you jump into the second season, or did you learn the error of your ways and decide, okay, I've got to go back and watch the first two? What?
Nope. I don't commit to anything.
Wow. It's like, I'll just catch up for my buddies. Awesome. The important things I have questions on, I'll research, and I don't care. It's probably a good way of going about it, to be honest.
See, I have a girlfriend who has a near photographic memory when it comes to shows that she likes. So I'm just like, okay, so what about the Lannisters, and who's that guy, and what's this over here, and how does that work, and here's the thing. Okay, I got it. We're good.
No problemo.
If you like comedy like this, what I was going to say about Wet Hot American Summer, was 10 years later is when I jumped into it. It was like, everybody's overacting.
Right.
And it's an homage. It's a satire. It's a satirical look at the 80s sex romps, you know, camp sex romps and stuff like that. So and it's got a cast that will knock you out. I mean, it's got like Adam Scott, Amy Poehler, the third one, and then Christopher Maloney and David Hyde Pierce, and just all these. And then the first two had like Bradley Cooper. So yeah. Bradley Cooper's character, he couldn't come back for the third part. So Adam Scott took over, and they walked in and they were like, you know, he's like, did you notice my nose job? And they're like, no, nobody notices. You don't look a bit different, Ben. And they all kind of like, you know, stop. He's like, did it fix your deviated septum? And they're like, yeah. He's like, well, that's all that is. So you look exactly the same. You know, things like that. And I'm just like, what is this? And then I researched, and I was like, oh. So the more I got into it, you know this is going to be absurd. But I didn't know that.
Right.
There's a talking can of mixed vegetables in this show.
What?
And I was like, is this? So,
I was going to say, I do not know anything about this franchise. So,
I didn't watch it. Yeah. But because of that, I was like, you're like, do you want to do a commentary on Kung Fury? And I was like, yes, because I've watched the most ridiculous thing ever. Why not follow it up with something that was,
even more
ridiculous?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So
see, I think just chime in real quick. There I think it was Double Dragon was in the What's Up Next playlist down at the bottom there.
Was it really?
Yeah. So that may be something to think about for the future.
the Double Dragon movie?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, man. I think I watched that one time. Help me out here. Was Alyssa Milano in that?
Oh geez.
No, who was the chick? Ronnie, help me out. I'm asking questions that we have no idea what the answer is. I swear Alyssa Milano was in that movie, or maybe it was something different. Was she in Mario Brothers? She wasn't in Mario Brothers, right?
You're right. Alyssa Milano was in it. She played Marion Del Rio.
In Double Dragon. Yeah, she was
Double Dragon.
Oh, she was in Wet Hot American Summer too.
Alyssa Milano was.
Yeah.
How does she? I haven't seen Alyssa Milano in ages. She still look pretty good.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Fine as a frog hair, split four ways.
Split eight ways.
Eight ways. Whoa. Homina, homina.
That is a fine woman right there.
Well,
you just need to step back and calm down there, Ronnie Adams.
Don't you be splitting no frog hair eight ways, right, buddy. You don't be doing that on this show.
She's Italian. She'll throw a plate at you.
I am too. I'm used to it.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us tonight as we watched and enjoyed and partook of the wonderful, wonderful film Kung Fury. I want to go ahead and turn it over to Remington Hitchcock to plug some stuff here, my man. Thank you for coming on, number one.
Yeah. It was my pleasure. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Appreciate it 100%. I'm glad we're able to finally get you on here. Of course, the door is always open if you have a suggestion, some kind of show you'd want to do. The Rattlesnake Broadcasting Network would be glad to welcome you back with any idea that you have. So please.
Oh, you can find me over at duelingogres.com, where we do a nerdy, geeky podcast. And we talk about movies, and we get all kinds of comic information wrong if you ask Jordan Lowe. And just make general asses of ourselves. But we do it in a loving way with love for you and me and mostly Brandon. He's a little full of himself. So I can't wait until he listens to this.
Always a fun listen. I absolutely support you guys 100%. I'm glad you guys put the content out there, and you guys are regular producers too. You guys put out some stuff like at least, was it every week or every 2 weeks?
Yeah, we try to do every week. Life is a busy thing.
Oh yeah, trust kids, me. We know.
Kids and jobs and 46 hours a week, and I'm complaining, but I'm not really complaining. It's just, but we also do articles too, so. We have a couple of people who will write for our site and do articles on movies or reviews or tabletop games. So
cool.
And if any of your audience would like to write articles for free because I can't afford to pay anybody, you can hit us up at duelingogres@gmail.com and drop some love there, and I might hit you back up.
All right. Ronnie Adams.
Screaming Boy Podcast. We do also do nerd culture, pop culture kind of podcast where we are not so regular producers as of right now. Shut up.
You need more fiber in your diet.
I do. I need to get my computer going here. But we do we have up to May on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and the Red Religion Broadcasting Network. We have done a lot of great shows on there. We do have done been doing live shows on the Red Religion Broadcasting Network on Blog Talk Radio here recently. The latest one was some kind of military show or something. Title. And where we talked about just about military movies from the 80s, how they affected us, if we ever want to join the military because of it, G.I. Joe, our favorite G.I. Joe characters. Jesse hit us with a list, and then the conversation went somewhere I never expected it to, where we discussed why we think Mayberry is a secret military compound, sleeper camp, and everybody there is a sleeper agent for the government, except
Holy
for Andy.
Shit.
Andy is the one that keeps them all in line.
That's right.
The reason Barney Fife only has one bullet is because, by God, that's all he needs.
His hands, my friend, are lethal weapons.
My mind is blown right now.
Floyd the Barber was a good with the blade.
Oh, yeah.
And Aunt B is part of MI6. She's actually the money penny of the lot.
Wonderful headcanon going on there.
You know what, guys? That would be a surprise, surprise, surprise.
And honest to God, that's where we got there. How we got there. Because we were talking about Gomer Pyle in the Marines.
How unlikely. How unlikely is that he goes into the Marines? Well, now we know. Guess where he came from.
Yeah, that's all coming. It's secret, all coming together.
Exactly. Secret military sleeper camp. So it was an incredible conversation. It was so much fun. Please check that out and have fun listening to that, because we had fun talking about it. There is one question I have, though, for Remington of the Dueling Ogres.
What could that be?
When y'all going to name your fans after me? Your fans can be called Ronnie.
So if you have any questions or comments or you'd like to hear yourself on air.
You can catch up with us on any kind of social media. On Facebook, Screaming Boy Podcast. On Twitter, @ScreamingBoyPR. On Instagram, Screaming Boy Podcast. We probably have a Google Plus, but nobody uses that.
When I release a podcast, I change the banner for my Facebook, my Twitter, and my Google Plus, and nobody gives a shit about my Google Plus.
It's so true.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, that's still a thing. I forgot. It was like, check us out. Give us a like, give us a rating, whatever you want, and give us a holler. We appreciate you. Our website is down right now, but we will come back with fresh content on the website soon. And it'll knock your socks off. The only reason I said that was because that's the only thing I think of, because I heard Remington say it earlier.
We are 4 likes away from 300 on our Facebook page.
That's right.
So if any of your listeners check us out and like us, give now I sound redundant. Give us a like.
Start there.
Just to make us happy.
I was going to say 300, dude. That's a nice little milestone. So absolutely.
It is. We really, really want that.
All right. Well,
I'll make sure when this show goes live, everybody who clicks on it also has to like the source material page.
There you go.
I will come to your house.
He'll commit seppuku twice. Yeah.
Yes. Got a scroll of resurrection anyway. So.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you can follow me at Stiznarky on Twitter. Source material, the show that I do right here on the Rattlitch in Broadcasting Network, is a comic book show. You can go check that out there. You listen to the past episodes that we've dropped. Most recently, we've done a review and a discussion on the book The Coldest City, which is the graphic novel that Atomic Blonde is based off of. And
sucked.
The book sucked.
What?
The book.
Who said that?
The book was. I don't know if you listen, Ronnie Adams, but Damn You Hollywood's review on said Atomic Blonde was actually
very
good, sir.
They said was that movie was actually pretty good and action packed. I was like, how? Where did they base that movie off of? But anyway. The Coldest City, Atomic Blonde, and Atomic Blonde on Damn You Hollywood. Metal Hammer of Doom, we did Unleash the Archers. It was just me and Coop, where we discussed their latest, Apex. And it was a very good concept album involving it was a story being told through 10 songs about the immortal being awoken from his mountain and being summoned by a matriarch who wanted all her sons brought to her so she could kill them for a ritual in order to become immortal herself. Very great. Great music, great story. I'll tell you that much right now. On trial this past Thursday, did The Italian Job. So if you're interested in checking that out, it was Charlize Theron kind of sprinkled in throughout the week. And then we had some strong leading ladies on Metal Hammer of Doom.
She can be sprinkled into my life anywhere at all times.
Sprinkle me, man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have babbled on. I can't talk. I try to do movie voices poorly. I want to leave. Why don't you take us out of here in a movie voice, Remington Hitchcock from Dueling Ogres? Let's do it.
So tune in to Source Material when they discuss Voltron from the Ashes.